7.
Breaking news, after a long back-and-forth battle, another huge court ruling just coming down involving some Bay Area churches.
And a Bay Area city dealing with a more than 300% rise in homicides. The latest two killings are heart-wrenching.
I was just trying to keep his sons from not being visible to see their father on the ground.
It's just shocking. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around any of it.
And what had Warriors coach Steve Kerr getting emotional just a short time ago over attacks against Asian Americans?
And finally, after months and months, something new to do on a Friday night, but it will look a whole lot different.
Personally, I think I'll play it safe and just stay away.
Breaking news in the last hour, the U.S. Supreme Court ordered Santa Clara County to allow limited indoor church services to resume at 25% capacity, pending an appeal in a lower court. Now, this has been a long back-and-forth battle. Santa Clara County had argued that its restrictions were valid because they were part of a larger ban on indoor gatherings at both religious and secular locations.
Right now on the KPI X5 News at 7 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, another homicide earlier in Oakland, bringing the total for the year to 25. Last year at this time, there were just 6. Good evening, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ken Bastida. KPI X5's Da Lin is in Oakland tonight with some details on the latest two heartbreaking killings.
Police say they made arrests in both murders. They say it was because of the community coming forward with information. This mother, her body shaking, barely able to stand up straight. Family members say someone just shot and killed her 18-year-old son at this corner building of MacArthur Boulevard and Green Acre Road. The grandmother says the victim was 18-year-old John Andre. Police Chief LaRon Armstrong says they have 25 homicides so far this year, compared to 6 in the same period last year.
This is an all-hands-on-deck moment. We all need to step up and speak to people in our community about putting down guns and ending the violence. The police will not be able to arrest its way out of this.
I'm mortified. I'm just still in shock and still trying to process all of this.
Coach Walte Orr knows what this family is going through. He just witnessed a shooting that killed his friend on Wednesday evening.
He was a great guy. He was not in the streets. He was a mentor, a leader. Proud to say he was my friend.
Victim Reuben Lewis came to Concordian Park with his son to pick up his other two kids from football practice. Coach Orr with the Oakland Dynamites youth football program says about 50 to 70 kids were wrapping up. They range from 5 to 14 years old.
I was just trying to keep his sons from not being visible to see their father on the ground.
Reuben was a former coach of the Oakland Dynamites. He also coached basketball in another youth league. The police chief had known the victim for about 10 years. They used to play basketball together.
He was a fixture at our midnight basketball program.
Investigators say 36-year-old Daniel Stith of Oakland admitted to the shooting and turned himself in. People who knew the suspect say he was dealing with mental illness. Friends say the suspect and the victim knew each other. Police did not release a motive in Wednesday's killing or today's shooting. In Oakland, I'm Da Lin, KPI X5.
And about 90 minutes ago, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr spoke passionately about all the recent attacks against Asian Americans in the Bay Area.
And obviously, spawned by many people, including our former president, as it relates to, the coronavirus originating in China. And it's just shocking. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around any of it. But I can't wrap my head around racism in general. You know, I mean, we're all just flesh and blood.
Kerr spoke out in response to social media posts from Warriors D-League player Jeremy Lin. He wrote, quote, "We are tired of being told to keep our heads down and not make trouble. Being an Asian American doesn't mean we don't experience poverty and racism. Being a 9-year NBA veteran doesn't protect me from being called coronavirus on the court." And he ended his post with, "Is anyone listening?"
Well, tonight, San Francisco police are investigating another bold smash and grab. This one happened in the Haight this afternoon. Witnesses tried to break it up, tried to stop what was going on, but things took a scary turn when the suspect pulled out a gun and fired into the air. That suspect then jumped into a vehicle and drove away. Nobody was hurt.
Happening now, the Antioch City Council is weighing police reform measures like mandating police body cameras for the first time. The meeting comes days after a man died after being tased by Antioch police officers. The county DA's office has launched an investigation. The city council is considering reform measures including police dash cameras, mental health crisis training, demilitarization of the force, increased transparency and accountability, and a review of complaints about officers.
Today marks our first step in building a police department that every segment of our community can trust. Today's measures, in my opinion, are common sense solutions.
So far, the meeting has primarily focused on a plan for mental health crisis training.
Well, some good news on the vaccine front tonight. An FDA panel has given Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine the green light. Looking live at our state capitol tonight, California is anticipating the delivery of more than 380,000 doses of that new vaccine next week, and more than 1 million of the single dose shots over the next 3 weeks. Final authorization expected to come tomorrow.
There is light, not light, there's bright light at the end of the tunnel. We'll see that manufactured supply go north of 380,000 very confidently. End of March, we'll see those begin to significantly increase.
Now, for more on vaccines, eligibility, and where to get one, you can go to kpix.com/vaccine.
It's Friday night, and for the first time in months, some movie theaters are open. Now that in San Mateo, San Francisco, and Marin County are back in the red, movie theaters can operate at 25% capacity. Not much of a crowd at Century Theater in Redwood City this afternoon, though. Even with built-in safeguards to ensure social distancing, like every other row being blocked off, and not everyone feels comfortable.
I know a lot of people are itching to get back out there and just live regular life, but personally, I think I'll play it safe and just stay away.
I am comfortable going back into the movie theaters. I think it's great that it's reopening. Of course, I'd want adequate social distancing and masks.
And looking out at Oakland tonight, the A's taking a big step forward in their plans to build a new waterfront ballpark. The team just released these renderings, but still going to take a while to make this vision a reality. Today, the city released a draft environmental impact report. Mayor Libby Schaaf is already reaching out to the project's main opponents.
We really are completely committed to making sure that we do not impact our working waterfront, our beloved port industries.
So much of this project is still yet to be determined. You still have to do all of the work necessary to clear the permits.
In reading the report, and my lawyers have already been combing through it, there's nothing in there that's really a showstopper.
The city council still has to approve the project, and some city leaders worry that if the A's don't get a new ballpark, the team could leave, like the Warriors and the Raiders. Live look at San Jose tonight, where we're getting some reaction to a KPIX 5 investigation that revealed that at least three shootings are now linked to underground gatherings. The police discovered these illegal hangouts while responding to the crimes. In one recent incident last Saturday, two women were shot at the Agave Sports Bar and Grill. Neighbors tell us Agave employees will turn off the lights to give the illusion that the place is closed when the opposite is actually happening.
Just things are getting pushed underground and people are restless. Oh, it's horrible. But with all that's happened this year, it seems like just another moment in our history, I mean, in our time.
According to Santa Clara County, Agave has raked in more than $35,000 in fines for violating public health orders. But police say it's far from the only business breaking the rules.
On to weather now. According to the Marin IJ, the small town of Bolinas is now the first in Marin County to approve a water rationing plan due to lack of rain. Residents will be required to ration water if high volume users go through more than 76,000 gallons per day, or an average of 125 gallons per day per household. They may face consequences like having their water turned off. Here's a look at your top headlines, looking live at Capitol Hill, where the House could still vote tonight on President Biden's nearly $2 trillion COVID relief plan. The package includes $1,400 stimulus checks for individuals earning less than $75,000 a year. It also boosts federal unemployment payments to $400 a week. The bill will likely pass with few, if any, Republican votes. Some Republican lawmakers say the massive bill isn't really about COVID-19, while Democrats say most Americans support it.
The unemployment insurance is there. The stimulus checks are there. Aid for state and local authorities is there. Resources toward vaccine distribution.
This is the wrong plan at the wrong time for all the wrong reasons.
Only 9% of this bill only goes to coronavirus vaccines. It only goes to helping us get over the pandemic.
The BART Extension Project is set to receive more than $140 million from the COVID stimulus package. Congressional Republicans are blasting it, trying to label it as Nancy Pelosi's subway. However, the South Bay BART Extension isn't even in her district, and she didn't pick the project. BART is getting the money because it had previously been approved for federal funding.
In the earlier bill, Nancy Pelosi put $100 million into building a subway just outside her district for Silicon Valley. Our proposal would shift the first $100 million and now the extra $40 million that was added overnight that was allocated to Nancy Pelosi's subway to grants that would be used for mental health for children.
The funds will go toward extending BART service from the Berryessa Station through downtown and back up to Santa Clara. And President Biden just got back to the White House less than an hour ago after a trip to Houston earlier today. The president and first lady were there to check on things after those powerful winter storms and freezing temperatures hit the entire state days ago.
We will be true partners to help you recover and rebuild from the storms and this pandemic and the economic crisis. We're in for the long haul.
And can the president also stop by a federal mass vaccination center?
Right now, the Warriors playing in San Francisco, but wearing jerseys repping Oakland. The team began wearing these Oakland Forever jerseys at the beginning of the season, but some fans from Oakland call it an example of regional expropriation. Others wish that the Dubs had worn these uniforms during their nearly 50-year stint in Oakland. And tonight, we asked Mayor Libby Schaaf for her take.
I find that the Warriors are making every effort to absolutely be Oakland's team. I see the Warriors showing up in Oakland all the time in the community where it matters the most.
There you go. Mayor Schaaf also went on to say that fans should be focusing on supporting the Warriors and helping get them back to a championship.
Well, the Warriors are taking on the Hornets right now at Chase Center in San Francisco. Rookie James Wiseman is expected to play a big role for the Warriors this evening. He played so well in his return this week, the team's broadcasters started calling him Big Jim. So how did that go over?
I'd say probably Jay Wise or Jay Dub. I've been called Big Ticket in high school just because my coaches called me that. But a Big Jim is not it. I don't like that nickname at all.
It sounds like you're 50 years old, Big Jim. That's somebody's dad.
Right. Weird. No, I can't take that.
This gets to the edge of weirdness right here. If you've ever wondered what it was like to ski down the side of Half Dome in Yosemite, here you go. Two guys climbed up Saturday, then they skied it Sunday. The 4,000-foot descent into Yosemite's valley took 5 hours. They had to actually rappel down a couple of sections that didn't have enough snow. Guys said that they've been dreaming about doing this since visiting the park as kids.
It goes straight down.
Pretty much.
Is no slope. It's just down. And I don't think my power wedge would work on that.
No.
I mean, you can't even really get any kind of speed because it's so steep.
Wondering about climbing up in the middle of winter. How's that?